All of my menus disappeared. My entire HUD snapped off. It was just like it had been when we'd been transported up to the production boat floating on the surface. I just stared at the person, uncomprehending for several seconds. Are you kidding me with this shit? It was a Kuateen. A female Kuateen. An actual representative from the Borant Corporation. I remember the massive carving of the fish creature on the doors, and I compared it to this beast. Before, I'd seen similar creatures in the audience at the taping of Odette's show. I now knew that those were not Kuateen. Those people were very different, and while the gigantic relief carvings on the doors did an adequate job portraying the aquatic race's features, it left one important detail out. This Kuateen stood about 2 feet tall. She was barely tall enough to reach my knee. I examined the woman's properties.
Zev, Borant Corporation Assistant, Communications Representative. This is a dungeon admin.
That was it. No additional information, no snarky AI talking about mudskippers. It took me several moments to take in her outfit. Zev looked like an astronaut from a 1950s sci-fi comic. She wore a round, glass helmet filled with water. A pair of tubes snaked from the back of the helmet to a bulky backpack. The water bubbled like she was in a portable fish tank. The rest of her humanoid fish body was hidden inside of a white, mesh spacesuit. The whole getup was half space age, half old-school deep diving suit.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello, Mordecai.
The fishwoman's voice was amplified through a little speaker on her outfit.
It's nice to finally meet you face to face.
There was something about the woman that suddenly made Mordecai visibly relax. But I couldn't tell what it was. There might have been an exchange I couldn't hear. I just didn't know. Even Donut seemed to notice. The cat kept looking back and forth between the tiny fish and the large guildmaster.
Ma'am, I must say, I haven't seen one of these water suits in centuries. Most Kuateen wear rebreathers around their necks. You can barely see them.
I've been assured the armor of this device is second to none. If one of my fellow employees wishes to enter this godforsaken place without any proper armor, then that is on them.
Ma'am, I don't want to sound rude, but can you move in that thing?
No, not really. If you must know, this is my first foray into a dungeon, and I wanted to be safe.
So, you're really here? I resisted the urge to reach down and tap on the glass.
Yes. Other corporations may utilize hollows for their training guilds and admins, but Borant prefers a more fins-on approach.
You know you're in no danger while you're in a safe room. The mobs know not to attack you, and the AI negates all attacks inside of safe areas. Unless you're planning on going for a stroll, ma'am, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, well, tell that to those 12 workers in site prep. Did you see this morning's update? They were swallowed whole! Or that human admin who didn't realize the no urinating in the dungeon rule applied to everyone? They said that all that was left was splatter on the floor.
I had no idea what was going on with this exchange, but Zev seemed to realize she was talking in front of a pair of crawlers. She returned her gaze up at us.
Anyway, I wanted to do a meet and greet with you two. This will only take a quick crutch of your time.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
My name is Zev, and I work within the Borant Corporation's communications department. I am a liaison between Borant and privately owned and operated programs who wish to rent... borrow crawlers for their shows. We have identified several individuals and teams who have gained early popularity. As is probably no surprise to you, you too are on that list.
On my shoulder, I felt Donut's claws sink deep into me. The cat was shuddering with pleasure.
We've already been on one show. Dungeon Crawler After Hours with Odette.
Yes, I am aware. Certain production companies are allowed to pluck crawlers away between stairwells. But if they want to transport crawlers to their sets any other time, after boss battles, for example, they must arrange it through our office. Usually, these requests are granted automatically, but once crawlers reach a certain level of notoriety, the number of requests can become a bit overwhelming. We generally don't want our crawlers to leave the game more than twice a floor. As you've already received over 24 interview requests from this most recent boss battle alone, you have automatically been entered into the Crawler Assisted Outreach Program. In other words, you've been assigned a PR agent. Me.
You're our agent? Our PR agent? You get us gigs?
That's right. From now on, all interview and panel requests will filter through me. I have opened up a special chat channel so I can send you messages through your interface. Also, they make me come down here and talk to you directly after interviews for a debriefing.
This is absolutely fabulous! Can we provide advance writers, like with makeup and green room requirements?
How about a more important question? Can we refuse interviews? Last time we didn't have much of a choice.
I will always ask you before whisking you away. But Audette has already contracted with our office. She gets first right of refusal for each floor opening. You're already locked into those interviews, and as long as you keep your numbers up, you will go on her show. That means I'll try to schedule one additional interview for each floor down. You can refuse what show you go on, but I'm afraid you'll be obligated to pick something. We might move to 3 interviews for lower floors, depending on how it's going and whether or not the party keeps insisting on accelerating the game. And if you survive, of course. But whatever happens, I promise I will do my best to get you quality gigs.
What about now? Do you have something for us now?
Yes. There are a few options, but for this first one, I went ahead and chose a program for you. It's a little less serious than Odette's show, but it will hit a demographic that you aren't yet trending in. Plus, it's a roundtable-style discussion, and in this program, all crawlers get a parting gift. Sometimes it's a joke, but it's usually something useful.
A gift? Ha! Oh, we get a gift?
Wait. Are we doing this now?
No, I'll ping you when it's time. It'll be at minus 6+1 full.
Minus what? I felt a sudden, unexpected wave of rage at the fish woman. It came out of nowhere, and I didn't know what set it off. She's just a goddamned pawn like everyone else. It's not her fault. Still, I couldn't help it. She was a Kuatine. The enemy. The real enemy. And I couldn't do anything about it. Take a deep breath.
We don't understand your time reference.
6 hours before the next recap episode. Not the one tonight, but the next one. So, in about 40 hours. Since you'll be doing your Audette interviews between floors, I figure it'd be best to schedule your second appearance right in the middle of the floor's timer. It'll keep interest up. Also, you should try to line up a major boss battle right as the floor closes like you did last time. That really worked in your favor.
That rage, which I thought I had successfully held back, bubbled up and out.
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Kid. I think you
should. We are quite literally fighting for our lives here. We are not willing participants, and I am getting sick of pretending we are. We are going on these fucking interviews, not because we want to, but because we have to. Zev. Ma'am. Whatever the hell I'm supposed to call you so you don't send a lightning bolt up my ass. I don't want to get in trouble with you, or Borant, or the Syndicate, or whoever else is running this bullshit. I am doing what you have asked. I am killing monsters, trying to level up, trying to survive. I will smile, and I will joke, and I will put a proper face on when I go on these shows. But fuck! You have already taken everything from us. Do not ask us to give more than what we have. We are not going to fight or survive on your schedule!
I sat there, my chest heaving, glaring down at the fish. The world seemed frozen. Mordecai looked terrified. Donut, who remained on my shoulder, butted her head against the side of my own. She purred, a deep, silent rumbling. Her reaction surprised me. But not as much as Zev's reaction.
Look, I know, okay? Nobody in this room is an idiot. The moment I appeared, Mordecai was terrified of me. Once he saw I wasn't wearing a party badge, he relaxed. When I'm done here, I go back down to the production headquarters, and I will have to face my boss, who is a member of the party. If I do or say the wrong thing, my entire family will be wiped from the universe. You're going to go out there and face mobs who know people like you are prowling the halls, trying to find and kill them. They, the sapient ones, they live in constant fear of you guys. We are all parts of the same inexorable machine. All of us are afraid. Yes, your place in this really sucks. It's not fair. You know it. I know it. The cat knows it. But believe it or not, I am on your side. The better you do, the longer you survive, the better I do. So when I tell you that you should do something, you best listen, because I know what I'm talking about.
This is just like that scene in season 3 of Gossip Girl when Chuck and Blair break up over the hotel.
No, it's not. How do you even get that from this?
I can't believe it. You two have watched Gossip Girl? Nobody on my team has watched anything except that old show Cops and Judge Judy. We've been stuck here for 15 solars with nothing for entertainment but Earth-based programs, and I've had nobody to talk to about them.
Honey, I have seen everything. Season 5, the car accident.
No, stop. You're gonna make me cry.
Zev waved her fish arms. I thought, fish can cry? They started rapidly talking with one another about the show. Bea used to sit up and rewatch the series over and over again. She'd clutch onto Donut and sob every time.
That was dangerous. She's about as low level as you can get and still be an admin. But you need to control your temper. She has the power to end you. All Kuateen are dangerous, party members or not.
What the hell is the party?
We both took a few steps back. He was right about my temper. I rarely lost it. But that didn't matter right now. This was a rare opportunity. The ability to talk to Mordecai with nobody else listening.
It's a political party. They're called the Bloom. Now everyone just calls it the party. Ultra-nationalism. The closest thing you have in your history is maybe Axis Japan with a good splash of Nazi Germany thrown in. But even that's not quite right. When I signed my indentureship contract, the Bloom represented less than 15% of the votes. Now they control the whole Kuateen system government. They've run it into the ground. The whole system is bankrupt. They've recently started requiring all Kuateen to wear a badge indicating if they're members or not.
Jesus.
Listen carefully. We don't have time to get into the details, but Borant is being forced by their own government to end the game as quickly as possible. You need to be especially careful not to upset them.
I don't understand. I thought they started it early to stave off a bankruptcy seizure action or whatever. That's what Odette implied. Wouldn't they want to keep it running as long as possible?
That's what everyone thought at first. They're doing a cash grab with the new patron system, but they don't get that money, or any money, from the advertising, or the tourism funds, or Elite Monster sponsorship, or anything else until the season is over. They need that cash as soon as possible, but they also first need to raise enough. Their whole system is balancing on a wire. They need the game to be entertaining and profitable, but they also need it to finish much more quickly than usual. The committee has already issued a warning, putting Borant on notice over the bugs that keep occurring, like the issue with the bathrooms and the overpowered mobs. One too many violations, and Borant could lose everything. There are protections in place. Plus, there is pushback within the company itself. But the Kuateen government is working extra hard to get you killed.
That's just wonderful. Zev looked up at me, as if surprised I was still in the room. Mordecai saw this and took a few steps away.
I think it's time for us to get back out there. We need to finish clearing this quadrant out, and then we need to escort Team Meadowlark to the stairs. I want to get it done before the next recap episode.
We will talk more later.
Or we could talk over chat. Tell me you've watched Riverdale. Oh, that Cole Sprouse. Oh my god.
Nope. You two will talk all night.
Wait, one crutch. I have to leave before you can. It's the rules. I'll ping you regarding the next interview.
And without further fanfare, water splashed over my feet as she disappeared.
There's more I want to discuss, Mordecai.
All of our menus snapped back on, the HUD flickering like a booting up computer.
But it is getting late. We'll be...
I trailed off as I glanced at the minimap. Why had the map changed color? The door opened all the way, and a waist-high pile of grubs fell into the room.